Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, can you remember way back when radios plugged in and toothbrushes didn't? We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to talk to you about the Bible, and we hope that our study together today will be of help to all of us. Let's return to our study, and we were talking yesterday about the very popular doctrine in our world today that believing a thing to be right makes it so. If a person is sincere, we're being told, that's all that's necessary for him to be approved of God. All he has to do is just stick by his beliefs and do what he believes to be right, and God will accept it. Actually, we live in an age today that teaches that anything in religion is all right. And that idea, that doctrine, is one that is very, very popular, even though it is not taught in the Word of God. We have already noted in our study yesterday that God has a standard of right and wrong, and we must abide by that standard. You look at a passage in 2 John 9 through verse 11, and listen as John says, "Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, but he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son." Then he says, "If any come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed." Now, it isn't hard to look at that passage and realize that God has said there are some limitations. There are some things you can do. There are some things you can't do. You must abide in the doctrine of Christ, or you don't have God. If you don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, you don't have Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so it becomes emphatically clear that the standard by which we are going to be judged is the doctrine of Christ. Therefore, we simply suggest to you that a person needs to be studying his Bible and reading and finding out what the Bible says. When Paul came to Berea, the people treated him in a right way because they took their Bibles, the Scriptures, and they studied and searched diligently to see if Paul was telling them the truth. They didn't say, well, now Paul has his belief and he's sincere, and so whatever he believes is all right. And we have different beliefs, but we're sincere, and so whatever we believe is all right. Rather, they went to the Word of God to find out what is all right and what is not all right. So the Bible is the standard that determines right from wrong. Now, we want to show you some examples of occasions in the Bible where people believed a thing sincerely, and yet what they believed was not true. They believed it with all of their heart, and no one could question their sincerity. But just believing a thing to be right doesn't make it right. Let's look at an example found in the book of 2 Kings. Here in chapter 5, we have a man, Naaman, who is the captain of the Syrian army. He's a man of great respect, and he's a man who has leprosy. Leprosy is going to take his life. There was no cure. There wasn't anything that could be done, and so he has leprosy. Well, what would he do in order to have his leprosy healed or taken care of? Well, you remember the account. There was a maid who was servant unto Naaman's wife, and she was acquainted with the prophet of God from Samaria. And so she said, if my Lord were in Samaria, he would know that there's a prophet of God. In other words, she simply said, there's a way that Naaman could be healed. Well, Naaman, of course, wants that healing, and the king also decides he'll join with him, and so he sends letters to the king of Israel asking for the healing of his servant, Naaman. Well, of course, the king thought that's simply an attempt to bring about a battle. Anyone knows that he is not God, that he could take life or restore life, and he wouldn't have that ability. But eventually, the word gets to the prophet of God. And so Naaman approaches the prophet of God, and without coming out, the prophet sends this word to him. Go dip in the Jordan River 7 times, and you'll be cleansed of your leprosy. Well, you remember immediately that Naaman is angry. Why is he angry? Well, because he wasn't doing it the way he thought. Do you remember these words that were uttered? Behold, I thought. And what he was really saying is, this is what the prophet of God said, but I had in mind a different way. Well, if you're sincere and you believe a thing, it's all right. Well, it wasn't with Naaman, was it? Finally, rather than returning home after saying the rivers of Jordan are too dirty and this is not the kind of Jordan River that we want or river that we want, we'll return. We have Abnon Farfar back in our country, and that's better water. You know, after he got through with all of that, he was convinced by one of his servants that he ought to do what he was told to do. And do you know that when he dipped 7 times in the Jordan River, he came forth from the water cleansed of his leprosy? Now, the question that bears on our discussion today is this. Because he thought this ought to be done a different way, does that mean it should have been done a different way? Was the sincerity of his thought going to cancel out God's rules along this line? And was God going to say to him, well, if you thought another way, okay, we'll go another way. No, God gave his rules, and he was to be obedient to them. And so he had to dip, not once or twice or even 5 times. He had to dip in the Jordan River 7 times in complete obedience to what God had said before he was cleansed of his leprosy. Now, all of that we've looked at in order to show you this. Here is a man sincere in thought, but his thoughts ran counter to what God wanted. And so when God told him what to do, he said, behold, I thought, and in so doing was about to turn his back on his redemption. Now make the application of that. Friends, is it possible that there might be someone listening even today who knows what the Bible says, but maybe thought that they could do something other than what the Bible says, and it would still be all right? You see, that doctrine is widely taught, but it's not backed up by the Word of God. The Bible doesn't back up the idea that as long as you're sincere, anything you believe is all right. We'll talk some more about this tomorrow, the Lord willing. I hope you'll be listening. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to